let's see. Now, I want, you know what I want to talk about? This is giving me cause for concern. The way that you people are shipping food across the country. Now, who? Somebody just sent Big Fatty some kind of bacon from England. Who was not sent Big Fatty a bunch of bacon from England. Are you guys not the least bit concerned about food traveling across the country? Like, this is just very bizarre to me. And how you'll ship cookies. I'm going to mail you some cookies. And you get cookies in the mail from people? Like, that's just weird to me. It just concerns me that this, you're sending, this is bizarre to me that you would send a pound of bacon to Charleston, South Carolina from the UK. This is just bizarre to me. I don't understand. I can't fathom this. Aren't you worried about many, I'd be worried about many things. One, someone's going to smell the bacon and say, hey, this smells like bacon. I'm taking it. Or that rats are going to get it on the airplane ride from over the ocean. And isn't it going to go bad in the trip? What if it gets lost in the mail and you get it 2 years later? You're going to have this reeking, seething, pulsating hunk of bacon that didn't make it to its destination? Because you know, you've heard, you know the way the city, the postal system works. Maybe not in the UK, but the fucking US Postal Service? You're going to entrust your diamond-encrusted bacon to the US Postal Service? I don't know if this is the wisest thing. This concerns me.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Reeking, seething, pulsating, hunk.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1291 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 8th of January, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. I've got some information for you, and Big Freddy, I fucked something up, yes? Hello, restaurateurs. Big Freddy, that's a $4 word, yes? Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you. Oh, dear God, say, y'all, first of all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Faye driver from up there in the Canadian Mexico, and y'all, he was complaining about the U.S. Postal Service. y'all, speaking of the Postal Service, I am pleased to report that I have put all of the calendars and the crema cards to include the Faye driver. Big Fatty, he didn't send you one. To not include the Faye drivers into the U.S. Postal Service to everyone. So those should be arriving soon. So y'all, crema 2012 is now behind us. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, crema, Big Fatty. Oh, now Poodle. Poodle, I don't think you need to be pointing a corrective finger at me. Big Fatty, I feel so terrible. Well, why don't you tell everybody? Tell everybody why you feel terrible. Well, Big Fatty, I couldn't understand that sassy when she called me yesterday, and I fucked it up, and Dr. Stone pointed it out to me, and I feel so terrible. I just wish there was some way we could go back and just do it the way that Sassy wanted me to do it. I just wish there was some possible way to do that. Y'all, because it's kind of chilly, so the heat was running in Big Fatty's auxiliary fat cave there at the Hollow Hotel. And y'all, I had on my nasty pig. Big Fatty, please. Had on my nasty pig. Big Fatty, don't answer that. That's that death phone. There's always something strange on land. No. Hello?
Hello? This is, John Smith. May I please speak to Poodle McNoodle?
Oh, big red. Oh, okay. Please hold. Big red, I don't want to talk to it. It sounds mechanical. Yeah, hello. Yes.
Hi.
Hi. This is Sassy. Oh, hi, Sassy. Who's Sassy?
Sassy McSassy.
Oh, yes, Sassy Man. I don't know who Sassy Man.
Sassy from the Smellcast.
Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
How you doing?
Oh, lovely.
Listen, why don't you kick Big Fatty out of the room or something?
Big.
Talk to you by yourself.
Yes, I will. Big Fatty, get the hell out of here.
I don't know how to get... Yes,
don't know. Yes, yes. Get out of here. Go fix some bacon.
I'll be alone.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, listen to it, McDonald.
Yes.
The reason I called is that go get that funny thing that Big Fatty was speaking through. You know, the microphone.
Yes, yes, I know.
Voice,
yes, I've got, yes.
You can do the funny voices.
Okay, I've got it. I found it. Yes, it's right here. Okay, I've got it. I've got it. Yeah, I know I'm back. Yes, yes.
Here, let's have a little conversation, okay?
Okay.
I'll start.
Okay.
Hi, Poodle McDoodle.
Hi, Sassy.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today, Poodle McDoodle?
Oh, Sassy, I'm just lovely.
Good.
Oh, good. But I don't think it's possible. Though I think the only thing that would make me feel better would be some cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the assistant. The assistant has come through. He's given me a list of celebrations of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, he wasn't sure about today's. But y'all, I think we're going to err on the side of caution. Because y'all, on some of the records, today, the 8th of January, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal for the one and only... yes, Big Fatty, just spit it out. The one and only geisha. Y'all, that is, that's Yoshi over there in the Japan, Mexico. Now, Yoshi, we're not 100% sure that this is correct. But we think it is. So, anyway, Yoshi, if it's not your celebration of exiting the birth canal, then we're early. And you need to let us know when it is. But if it is today, you'll probably be hearing it late, which means that you think that we forgot because you're in the future. But Big Fatty, that's just more confusing than it's worth. Just ask him if there's going to be cake.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all Monday afternoon in the coal mine. You know, I'm sitting there listening to our little shows, and I've got the Grin Doctor running in the background. All of a sudden, brrrp, 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 hi. Y'all, it was a semi-regular gentleman caller. Y'all, he's in his late 30s and just enjoys the company of Big Farty. And Big Farty, what are you doing after work? Well, I said, hopefully doing you, Big Farty, please. And so, y'all, I said, I just need to get home and... and get out of my club. Big Fatty, I'll be there. Leave the door unlocked. So, y'all, I got home and I put on my Nasty Pig red long johns and turned on the VRC. And Big Fatty, please. And, y'all, he came over and it was just what the doctor ordered. Yes, Big Fatty, you needed that in the worst way. Yes.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Farty, it's Bacon. Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
Happy New Year, Poodle.
Thank you.
Now, are you supposed to wish Happy New Year on the 31st or the 1st?
Big Fatty, stop! Big Fatty, she's asking a question. You gotta play the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, as you heard, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Miss Kathy Bacon. KB?
Now, are you supposed to wish Happy New Year on the 31st or the 1st? That's what I need to know. Thank you. Okay, seriously, I need to know that. Never mind why.
Big Fatty, what does it damn matter? Well, Miss Bacon, this is an excellent question. It's a kind of a batshit crazy question, but, you know, we've come to expect this from KB. But it's an excellent question. Actually, you should wish Happy New Year on the 1st, because it is not the new year until the clock strikes 12 o'clock a.m. in the morning. And that's when the new year begins. So it doesn't make any sense on the last day of the year to say Happy New Year. You say Happy End of the Shitty Old Year. Big Fatty, please. That's a batshit crazy answer. Well, you know, sometimes you just have to do that. But Miss Bacon, I hope that answers your question, and I hope that that you had a Happy New Year. Also, by the way, y'all, I saw on the Twitter today that Miss Bacon was going to be shipping some cookeries to someone. You know, the Faye driver does not like for people to send food through the U.S. Postal Service. So I'm sure he'll have a tongue lashing for Miss Bacon. Big Fatty, you know he will. He's Mexican.
I just wanted to define love. So, like, this is the definition of love. Toppy, smelly, posting on my Facebook wall, well wishes for my big toe. That's what you call love. And that's why I just love and appreciate and enjoy everyone. Because, seriously, like, no high school graduate classmates or parents or kids or anybody has even asked me how my toe's doing.
Big Fatty, I didn't know Miss Bacon's toe was hurt. I want to ask about it. poor Miss Bacon's toe. Please get better, Miss Toe. Yes. Okay.
Oh my god, I just checked my mail and I got something in the mail and I'm not going to say what it is, but I'm going to go and scrape all the germs off of it and I'm going to put it in a petri dish and I'm going to grow some cells and I'm going to clone this person who sends it to me. I'm going to have his baby. Good
God. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I don't know. I got nothing. I just got nothing. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I thought when that that message came in that it might have been old Veda, but y'all, I think she was even more excited this came. Y'all, I don't know who it was from. Miss Bacon, would you like to call back and tell us who it was from? Big Fatty, she did call back.
Hello. Hey, this is my first message from the Big Fatty app. So just wanted to let Stephen know that it, I have it on my phone. So if my phone blows up, you'll never hear from me again. Hopefully it won't. But anyway, just wanted to let him know that I got it on my phone now. Thanks.
Well, Miss Bacon, thank you so much. And now we know that you'll be able to get through with a call because evidently the lines have been clogged. Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. But anyway, yes, Big Fatty, I think that's enough. Can we go spot some Big Fatty? Well, sure. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, our last time over here at Spotting Big Fatty, we had that Santa Claus from Aunt. And y'all, our next one... Y'all, it's from Miss Bacon. Yes, Big Fatty, she's everywhere. And y'all, Miss Bacon says, check out my lovely snowfall picture. And y'all, it's a picture of all these little snowmen, and Big Fatty is the snowman. And then y'all, a straight boyfriend, straight Bob from down there in the future. It says, Big Fatty is getting fit for summer. Dear Gussie, y'all, I got to tell you something. That body is straight Bob's body. So, y'all, you need, if you ever wanted to see what straight Bob looked like with his shirt off and wearing shorts, y'all, it's right over there. And Big Fatty wishes his head was on top. Big Fatty! And y'all, then, Distracted Jack, the fat one, did what? Vulgar! And y'all, it says, Big Fatty popped this. And y'all, it's a picture of a couple of cherries. Big Fatty, that's just vulgar! Y'all, let me just see here. The 10th, that's this Thursday through the 20th. Y'all, it is what they call Restaurant Week here in Charleston. And Larry Klein and I did this last year. And y'all, we really enjoyed it. And what they do is they have all these different restaurants participate. And they have a choice. They offer three courses for either $20, $30 or $40 a person. And yeah, you know, the nicer restaurants, of course, are $40, and some of the other ones are $20 and $30. So y'all, Larry Klein and I, y'all, we just kind of went crazy. Last year, I think we did two restaurants, maybe three. But y'all, we're going to do one on the 10th, on the 12th, on the 14th, the 16th, and the 18th. And y'all, I asked him if he wanted to do one on the 20th. Oh, dear Gussie, on the 20th also, but we're going to check it out. We have one every other day, and y'all, I think Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, are considering doing some of that as well. I don't know, but y'all, we're doing one $20 restaurant, two $30s, and two $40s, so I suggested, y'all, that is... That is some cabbage soup that I didn't finish it. It went down the drain. Big Fatty, please, we don't need to hear about things going down the drain. It'll go down the drain in the morning anyway. So we're now, Faye Driver, how would you describe your New Year's resolution, huh?
Reeking, seething, pulsating, hungry.
Oh, well, you'll be just like Big Fatty if you're like that.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.